AP News for this Sunday, June 4th. I'm Jackie Quinn. A body's now been recovered from that collapsed apartment building in Davenport, Iowa. 42-year-old Brandon Colvin Sr. was one of three men missing and presumed dead. His son just graduated from high school this weekend and was hoping for a miracle. Our Julie Walker reports on the questions about the collapse.
Work to bring down the building was moving forward amid questions about why neither the owner nor city officials warned residents about potential danger, even after a structural engineer's report indicated a wall of the century-old building was at imminent risk of crumbling.
Four people were killed this weekend in Missouri after a car struck a group of motorcycle riders. The driver is accused of being impaired. Saudi Arabia says it's cutting oil production by 1 million barrels a day as a way to push up falling fuel prices. Our Charles de Ledesma reports.
The decision comes amid uncertainty about when the slow-growing global economy will regain its thirst for fuel, for travel and industry.
AAA says the average price in the U.S. is $3.55 a gallon, a dollar below this time last year. Russian authorities say they have attacked several cities in the Donetsk region of Ukraine. And Ukraine's president says Russia's war has killed at least 500 of his nation's children. The longtime host of NBC's Meet the Press, Chuck Todd, told his viewers on this week's show he'll be leaving in September.
I've watched too many friends and family let work consume them before it was too late. I promised my family I wouldn't do that.
His replacement will be NBC former White House correspondent Kristen Welker, the first woman of color to host the show and the first woman since the 50s. This is AP News. A comedy and the box office.
I'm Archie Zaralletta with an entertainment update. Celebrities who appear on the Eric Andre Show on Adult Swim endure absurd lines of questioning and physical pranks. Eric Andre says the show is a satire, but it's never tried to make a statement on celebrity culture.
More coming from my id. It was just like, what would crack me and my friends up?
My name's Miles Morales. I'm Brooklyn's one and only Spider-Man.
Film audiences came out in droves to see Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse in its opening weekend. It made $120.5 million in North America, according to studio estimates. That's more than triple what the 2018 original movie made in its first weekend. Cynthia Weil of the songwriting team of Man and Weil has died at the age of 82. Her songs include On Broadway, Somewhere Out There, and You've Lost That Love and Feeling. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.